USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The summit between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin is about to get started in Helsinki, Finland, just days after 12 Russian intelligence agents were indicted here in the United States for trying to influence the presidential election. They allegedly hacked the DNC and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. National Security Advisor John Bolton saying yesterday the president will not be asking Putin to extradite those indicted Russians. As he heads to the summit, President Trump continues to tout how well the recent NATO summit went.
NATO is, never been stronger. And it was really, it was a little bit tough at the beginning, and it turned out to be love. It really was a great meeting that we had and brought everybody together.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's growing concern that a raging 4,000-acre wildfire could become a major threat to Yosemite National Park in California. It's barely 2% contained. The Ferguson fire already blamed for the death of a wildland firefighter who lost his life on Friday. Senate Republican John Cornyn says he understands that President Trump is looking at the investigation into his campaign and the investigation into Russian meddling as one in the same.
It's personal to him because he feels like he is under attack, and of course he is. The politics of this are very tempting to our friends across the aisle.
But on Face the Nation on CBS, Cornyn did say, as the president was preparing to go into today's summit with Russia's president, that he's extremely concerned about the national lack of response to cyber threats against the United States posed by Russia. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
A suspect accused of shooting three Kansas City police officers is dead after an hours-long standoff. Two undercover police officers were shot near U.S. Highway 40 and Manchester Trafficway while they were trying to arrest the suspect yesterday morning. And a third KC cop was later shot during a standoff with the suspect at a home. Police shot and killed the suspect. He'd been wanted in connection with the shooting death of a University of Missouri, Kansas City student during a robbery earlier this month. The U.S. and North Korea continue to hold talks over the return of the remains of thousands of U.S. soldiers who died in the Korean War. The two sides held talks on the issue this weekend at the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. and the North have agreed to resume searches for the remains of missing Americans. And today is called Amazon Prime Day, or Christmas in July, for Amazon Prime members. Consumers actually will have access to over a million deals for 36 hours this year, and it's reaching four more countries than last. Technically, you have to be an Amazon Prime subscriber to take advantage, but some vendors are offering discounts to everyone, and there's also a loophole allowing free trial users to also access the sale. Hey, while you're online shopping, check us out, too. We're at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.